Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
All right. Do you like the Jack jumpers or what?
Yeah, look, it's grown on me.
Yeah.
I thought it was in there as a bit of a furphy to start with. But, you know, the more you see the marketing and the videos that are coming out with it, the more I can see why it's going to work, I think. And it's definitely targeted at families with young kids and things like that. So I'm sure the kids will get around it. And it's a great idea, I think. And it's just, I mean, as a lot of people have said the last 24 hours or so, the name Tasmania is the most important thing. And that's what's there at the start before the nickname. So as long as we got that, we should be pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm warming to it. You see the ad for it, which is online now. The ant, there's a lot of scope there to market that, particularly to kids. I reckon it's pretty good. So I'm happy with Jack Jumpers. All right, let's go to footy. So Port and the Cats last night. I think Port were just slightly a bit better.
Yeah, well, that's it. Exactly right. And the home ground advantage would have helped. I reckon they had 25 plus, I think, in there last night. And that's probably half capacity. But listening to some of the interviews after the game, a lot of the boys are saying it felt a lot louder than that. So they've just kept flying under the radar, Port. They've done nothing wrong this year. Finished top of the table, qualify for the first home final. They've got that now, which means they'll get a home prelim. So in the box seat to make the grand final now, which is it's huge, really. A few other interesting games this round, isn't there, for the finals. Tonight's will be a cracker at the Gabba with Brisbane and Richmond going head-to-head. We know that the Lions haven't beaten Richmond at the Gabba since, I think, 2004. It's a long time ago. Obviously, the Tigers without Tom Lynch, so that'll be a big blow for them. Obviously, Jack Riewoldt then copped the number one defender, Harris Andrews, during the game. So I still think Richmond might sneak over the line in that one in a tight game. We'll see what happens tonight. Tomorrow, a couple of crackers as well. Obviously, Bulldogs and the Saints will be an absolute ripper, almost probably game of the round in some ways. It's been unpredictable, that one. And tomorrow night, West Coast hosting Collingwood in Perth. Everyone's saying West Coast to win it. I think it's going to be a lot tighter than that. When they won earlier in the year, Collingwood had a few players missing. So I think it'll be pretty tight for most of the game before the Eagles kick away.
Yeah, look, it's a solid round of footy for round one of finals, that's for sure. All right, let's go to TSL. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, it's all destiny is with Clarence tomorrow. If they win, they're in the finals. If they lose, they could open the door for the Tigers and even North Hobart to win. So if Clarence loses and the Tigers beat Lauderdale, they will be in the finals, the Tigers. If both Clarence and the Tigers lose and the Demons win by about 80 points against Clarence, the Demons might slide in. So plenty of things to keep an eye on tomorrow. It's Kingborough taking on Lauderdale and Clarence up against North Hobart at Richmond Oval. So that leaves North Launceston and Glenorchy, which doesn't have any ramifications on the finals. We know North Launceston will finish top of the table. Launceston's locked into second and Lauderdale's locked into third, so it's just that fourth spot that's open at the moment.
NPL, so Devonport Strikers, they're away tomorrow, so they're on top of the ladder. They play Olympia down there tomorrow, who are third. Should be a good game.
Be a cracking game, yeah, absolutely. Olympia had a great win last weekend against South Hobart. They've been struggling to kick goals, but they certainly made up for it last week with a thumping win against South. So they're in pretty good nick at the moment. So this is a bit of a danger game for Devonport coming down, especially playing at Warrior Park on the synthetic turf. They'll be a little bit concerned, I reckon, but it should be a cracking game.
All right. And the WSL, the Ulverston girls, they're at home tomorrow at the Ulverston showgrounds there. So that'll be against Olympia, and that's on at 2:15 for people who want to go and watch some great WSL women's soccer. Now, French Open tennis, what's doing? I heard our last surviving Australian, Polmans, is out.
Yeah, look, I'll be upfront and honest, Darren. I haven't watched a heap of it.
Well, who has, mate?
plenty of stuff keeping me busy this week, but usual suspects are still floating around in the men's. Obviously, Nadal's there. He's owned Roland Garros for so long, hasn't he? Wawrinka's still in the mix. Dominic Thiem as well. Tsitsipas is there. Anderson's through to the third round from South Africa, of course. So most of the main players are still there that have taken part in this tournament. In the women's, Muguruza, who was the Hobart International Champion, she's through to the third round as well. Bouchard's in there still for her third round clash. So, yeah, look, it's all going well over there. It's great to see it's happening, even though it's a little later in the year than we normally see. So you look forward to seeing who can come out on top.
All right, let's go to, well, Devonport Bulls. I want to give these guys a plug because it's the first week of finals for the Tasmanian Rugby Championship. So the Bulls are at home tomorrow. They're playing Taruna, who they actually beat last weekend. And it's actually the first game they've been able to play at their home ground, Don Reserve, because they've been playing their home games at Sprayton Football Ground because they've been doing refurbishment there. But that should be all finished and should be tip-top for tomorrow. So they've got their sponsors day, and good luck to the Bulls. They're on their way to another premiership, I reckon. Cross fingers.
Yeah, as I said, I think last week, they've been dominant for a while, haven't they, in this competition. So, yeah, fingers crossed they can get the job done.
Yep, and Greater Northern Raiders, by the way. The Cricket Tasmania Premier League starts this weekend. Good luck to the Raiders men who play North Hobart tomorrow at Riverside, and the Raiders women play Newtown in some T20s Sunday also at Riverside. Right. The netball girls as well. It's a grand final coming up tomorrow in Launceston, Silverdome.
Yeah, it is, yep. The Northern Hawks taking on the Arrows, the Northern Derby. Northern Hawks obviously looking to fight back this year after Cavs won last year. They lifted the trophy. Northern Hawks did the year before that. So we've got two teams that know how to win grand finals. So it should be a cracking game. Obviously, Northern Hawks have gone through the season undefeated, so they'll go in to start favourites. But I wouldn't be surprised if Cavs put in a real show and could lift that cup by the end of the day, given their experience.
Yeah, huge weekend of sport. Thanks for that, mate. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
All right, thanks, Darren.